morning. You're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM.
Whatever can those people be doing down there? Like a lot of ants. A surprising number of human beings are without purpose. Though it is probable they are performing some function unknown to themselves.
Look.
Hey there, you are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM with me, Jamie B-Side. We've heard so far from the top of the hour. We heard Laurel Halo, an artist new to me from Berlin, with a track called Quietude from an album out on Latency in 2018 called Raw Silk Uncut Wood. And then after that, we heard a Carla Del Forno track from her covers record from last year called Top of the Pops, which is really great. The track is originally by Lilliput from an album that came out around 1983 called Some Songs. That was the original album. The track is called A Silver Key Can Open an Iron Lock Somewhere. And then we heard Julie Holter, I believe she's from LA, with a track called Weather from her new album, or latest album out in 2018 on Domino called Aviary. Now I'm going to play a track by a local to the Bay Area band called Duster, who was around in the 90s. I don't know if I remember them, but they kind of popped up when I was looking for stuff to play, and they have a new track out called What You're Doing to Me on Numero Group, and it looks like there might be a full album to follow, but I just found this one track for now. So this is What You're Doing to Me.
Thank you.
Hey there, you're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm. I'm Jamie B-Side. We had a couple of slightly longer tracks there, so two tracks. We heard, find my playlist here. So we heard Duster with What You're Doing to Me. They're from San Jose. They were around in the late 90s, and then they recently started recording again. I saw that they are playing a show this Thursday, January 24th. Is that this? Yeah, that's this coming Thursday at the Great American Music Hall. So if you dug that, you can check that show out. And then we heard the Limonianas with a track called Salvation from their 2012 album Crystal Anus, which is not my favorite title to say out loud, but there you have it. The Limonianas, let me just look them up real quick. They're from France. They're from Perpignan, France, and they've got a bunch of stuff out, and they've got sort of this mixed, like, kind of Serge Gainsbourg mixed with other stuff sound going on. It's pretty cool. And coming up now, I'm going to play a track by this band called Tiny Ruins. This is called Holograms.
Again, will we rise and shine quite compare. Grinning under the bridge with a plastic
knife.
This is B-Side Dreams. I'm Jamie B-Side. In the last round of tracks. Why is it always so hard for me to do this? So we heard Tiny Ruins with Holograms. And Tiny Ruins is from Auckland, New Zealand. And I found... It looks like there's an album to be released called Olympic Girls that you can find at tinyruins.bandcamp.com. And the song Holograms is one of like the pre-releases. You can pre-order the whole album on there, either on vinyl or digital or CD. And I found Tiny Ruins because last week I found the band Loose Tooth, who I played right after Tiny Ruins, I realized that Courtney Barnett and Jen Kloer have a label called Milk, and they also have on Spotify a playlist of stuff they've been listening to lately, and Tiny Ruins was on that. So that's kind of an interesting playlist to check out if you like their music and the things that they are putting out on Milk Records. So after we heard Tiny Ruins, we heard Loose Tooth, who's on Milk Records, with Keep On from the album that came out last year called Keep Up. And then we heard a band from Melbourne called The Shifters with a track called How Long, and the album is Have a Cunning Plan. And I think that was also out recently, but I don't have the date in front of me. I'm pretty sure 2018. So I'm gonna play a track from 2015 by Michael O from the band The Mantles. This is called Listen For It on his album called Really.
Here before my eyes, little steps and little leaps arise. Now the horror's dancing up upon my heart. Thank you.
You're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM with me, Jamie B-Side. In that last round, we heard Michael O from the band The Mantles, local to the Bay Area, with Listen For It from 2015 Fruits and Flowers record called Really? Then we heard April Magazine, also local band, with Snow from their demo from last year, which you can find on Bandcamp. It's very lo-fi, so it sounds a little muffly, and that's just the way it goes. But they are really good. I saw them play. There was a show at the Balboa. The Balboa does some pretty cool events, and they had a show with a few bands, and that's where I saw April Magazine. And April Magazine is playing, I feel like they're playing soon. Let me just really quickly look at their, I don't see the show on their Bandcamp page, but I think there's a, they might be playing at the Elbow Room soon. Anyway, if you liked what you heard, you should look that up. I don't have the information right in front of me, but they play around town. And after that, we heard Primo, a band on the label Upset the Rhythm, that's really reliably good. That track was called Bronte Blues, album Amici, that came out, I think, last year. I played a few tracks from that album already on the show. Now I'm going to play one by Tim Cohen from his newer album, The Modern World. This is the title track, Modern World.
Let's
You've been listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side. In that last short round, we heard Tim Cohen with Modern World from his album The Modern World that came out last year. Then we heard John Mouse, who keeps popping up in my when I play kind of stations on Spotify or Pandora. He pops up, so I've been enjoying some of his stuff. The track I played is called Figured It Out from last year's album Addendum. Where is John Mouse from? Let me just see if I can find that real quick. Is he local? No, he's from Minnesota. Looks like he's got some shows coming up in the Midwest, and then in February he's in Brooklyn. Is he coming to the West Coast? No, not on this list. Yeah, so he's from Minnesota. And thank you for listening this week. The hour has ended quickly. I'm going to leave you with a long track by an artist named Caterina Barbieri. This is called SOTRS. I don't know if that's an acronym for something or if I should just say SOTRS. But this is pretty chill. So you can enjoy this while you stay tuned for Fractal Chambers coming up next. I'll see you next time.